Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. What has been the biggest challenge in your relationship, and what have you guys done to overcome that?
I think it was the communication that we talked about earlier and the love languages. Which one do you say was worse?
Communication.
It has to be that, yeah, because, you know, he'll say communication. I would probably say the love languages, because I've always heard that men would rather feel respected more than loved, and women would rather feel loved than respected. So I'm not even surprised that you said communication.
So learning, I hear you say learning how to communicate was your biggest challenge, or maybe you still, I mean, I feel like that's actually an ongoing challenge with every relationship, is really learning how to communicate well with each other.
Yeah. Well, I think it's easy to focus on how we communicate and our spouse needs to show up for us. But many times we're very lazy in learning, how does my spouse need me to show up and communicate? And I think if both spouses are committed to the marriage and committed to making it work, then they're going to get curious about the other spouse's communication style.
Sure.
How does Fallon need me to communicate? Well, for one, I had to learn, just so that this isn't all about her learning, right? I had to learn that when I ask her a question or I show up with a thing, a topic that I'm looking for a response on, I have to let her go and marinate on that for several minutes or come back in an hour or two, because she doesn't have that New York just immediate response where her brain's firing super fast. Her brain's firing, but it needs to think it through. It needs to come up with a really thoughtful answer and response, because that's just the way God made her, which is beautiful. And that compensates for me sometimes coming up with a response that hasn't been thought through because I respond so quickly. So learning to give her the grace and the space to respond in her time, not mine, that was a huge thing I had to grow in.
That's where that patience comes in.
And sometimes I have to remind him too. Like, if I know I'm taking a minute, I'll just tell him, if you give me a couple minutes, I'm just processing.
Yeah.
Just processing.
Well,
what
you can't,
said.
you have to process to verbalize, is
right.
Really what it comes down to. So
apparently
you're not,
I need
to
a slow processor up here. So.
And amazingly enough, Kim, I have to verbalize to process.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I have to talk it out loud
off
of someone else to process it. So completely opposite. This is why God does this.
Yes.
Opposites attract. Opposites also create growth for each other, right?
He keeps it interesting, right? So my next question to both of you is, and I'll ask you first, Fallon, what do you need from Joseph to achieve the highest level of intimacy?
Ooh, this is getting personal.
That's a deep question.
Doesn't have to be like bedroom stuff, but
we're not
just
talking
what,
private stuff.
Yeah, like what makes you feel, how do you feel, or how does he make you feel when you're the closest? What is he doing to make you feel like, okay, right now you and I are just clicking and we're on the most intimate level? How does he get you there?
I think the first word that comes to my mind is security. Like, he makes me feel secure in our marriage, secure as a mother, secure as a wife. And like him, I just know that he is going to be there. And I don't think anything can beat that feeling for any woman, but definitely for me, like, that security is probably number one.
Security is what makes you feel the closest.
Yes.
Feeling
because,
secure.
Right. Because then I feel like I can be 100% myself. I can communicate easier because I know that it's a secure and safe environment, and that I don't have to be afraid of, you know, telling him my feelings, telling him what I'm thinking, and really just being 100% authentic and vulnerable, because I know that he is there for me and that he loves me.
Sure, sure. I love that. How about for you, Joseph? What do you need from Fallon to achieve your highest level of intimacy?
I need to feel respected and appreciated. When I have both those things from my wife, and not only do I feel really close and intimate with her, and I want to share my hopes and dreams, my worries, my fears, my concerns with her, that creates the space for me to do so. But I also feel powered up, fueled up to go conquer the world in my calling, what God's equipped me for. Without that respect and appreciation, I feel inept to do that. I don't feel equipped to do that. I don't feel ready to do that. I don't have the energy. I don't have the fuel. So I think when she shows up that way for me, that's everything to me.
I know there are a lot of guys out there that can relate to just that.
Yeah. Nice to be believed in and urged on and forward. Words of affirmation are important to me too. I know that feeling. Fallon, what's the one thing that Joseph does for you that just lights you up, puts the biggest smile on your face and makes your day?
I feel like that kind of fluctuates throughout the marriage. Currently, it's like putting the dishes in the dishwasher away. Ooh, because
that's sexy. Yeah.
Just, I'm like, oh, you're just the best husband ever. Thank you for doing something extra for me. Like that type of stuff.
I love it.
Just he's very thoughtful in the way he does minor things that make a big deal.
Sure. Going above and beyond. So that when he goes the extra mile to do something that's helpful. Or additive, or maybe takes away responsibility of yours, it sounds like.
Yes. And, you know, we talked about our commitment conversations that we had prior to marriage, and we had laid out specific roles for each other, you know, him as the man of the house and me as going to be the stay-at-home mom, and I had my own role. So, you know, when he steps in and does just one small thing for me that's technically on my to-do list, like, that's awesome. Yeah.
Great. How about you, Joseph? What's something that Fallon does that just lights you up or puts the biggest smile on your face?
She gets naked when I ask.
Okay.
That's important.
On-demand nudity. All right. Well,
on-demand nudity.
I don't know many men, Joseph, that can't relate to that with you. But you went there. Okay. I'll be honest. All right.
I did go there.
You know what? No withholding.
He's not embarrassed.
But I love what I hear you saying is she doesn't withhold. And I think that's an important thing for people to hear.
Yeah, no doubt. Good.
Yeah, when she gets like just dolled up while she's at home, you know, taking care of our one-year-old, and she does that for me, and I see she put an effort in rather than just rolling out of bed, like unfortunately a lot of spouses do, and they just, you know, they took the time to get dolled up when they were dating, but now that they're married, they just don't show up with that same care of self-care. And when she does, man, I notice it. I'm a man that notices it and vocalizes it. And that makes me even more attracted to her, that one, she did it. And two, that, well, it's confidence in herself. Mm-hmm. Like she's going to walk with her head higher when she's not in a pair of sweats, just looking whatever. When she's dolled up, like she's going out, and we're not going out anywhere. She did that for her husband. See, that makes me feel appreciated and respected.
Sure. Great.
And then the clothes have to come off after that.
Right.
They went on, but okay. It goes the other way as well. Let's just,
so right. That's a win for everybody.
It's a win-win. You got it.
Well, thank you both again so much for being with us. We've had a lot of fun, and I know that our listeners have really appreciated hearing what drives you both to love better. Thanks for showing up for us today.
We appreciate it. There's no doubt. Happily ever after does not just happen. It takes work and commitment, and you guys are a great example of that in action. So we appreciate what you're doing for each other and how you shared the message so we can take it to the rest of the world. Thank you.
You're welcome. And as new podcasters yourself, you are a fantastic team together. Yeah. You're very natural with your question asking. You created a very safe space for us to open up and get vulnerable. Fallon is a great example of that, that she was able to open up so much today when that's not her natural wiring.
I love it.
Is a direct reflection for both of you as hosts. Oh. So well done.
Thank you so much.
That means a lot coming from an experienced podcaster. So we're grateful for that.
We are. We've got a lot to learn, and we're trying to get better every day.
We're getting there.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, guys. We'll be in touch. I want to see that baby. I hope there's an opportunity. I know that Matthew has your information, but I'd love a picture. I want to see what Allura looks like. And maybe you have one right now. You can.
You got it. Joseph's got
one. Oh, precious. Oh,
she's beautiful.
Oh, enjoy her. Enjoy her. Yeah. I mean, ours are older. Thankfully, we have our young little guy, but it goes really fast. So yeah.
You'll blink and you'll be going,
stay in
the
moment.
She's out of high school and we're talking about college? No way.
Stay in the moment.
We are present in the moment. It's going at a nice pace. I don't think it's flying by or anything. Sometimes, like, hey, speed it up. Let's go. Grow, kid.
Yeah. I want to talk to you more. I want to do more things.
We're actually waiting for her words to make sense to us because we want to hear what's on her little mind and soul.
What are you babbling to us? Well, exactly.
All right, guys. God love you. We got to run.
All right. Take care. Let you go, guys. Right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.